Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, I'm talking about generations. By way of background to today's message, I've been awestruck by the concept of generations for some time. Every time I look at my sons and daughters, I cannot help but feel excited that they all have the opportunity and momentum already building to change the course of human history far more so than their mother or I have ever been able to. On the flip side, I see some in the younger generations who look like they may repeat and better, for want of a better or more apt word, their fathers' or forefathers' wrongdoings. As for myself, I was born into the former category, into privilege and destiny, then for a season took hold of the second category, of looking like I was going to waste that blessing, favor, and calling that lay upon my life. But by God's grace, I think I've managed to turn that trajectory around. But hey, I'll let God be the judge of that. But when I ask myself, what is the difference between the first and second categories, or indeed me as one who's traversed both, the answer is always, there but for the grace of God go I. You see, friends, everything can change in a heartbeat. Generations can turn for the better or for the worse. I guess we saw that with the end of apartheid. Generations of injustice and unfettered oppression started to change in what must have seemed like a moment, even though it was one that actually took generations of sacrifice and loss to simply start that initial positive change. It seems like the world today is on a literal and figurative hiding to hell. What with the wars raging in the Ukraine and Gaza, with division, hatred, and dangerous rhetoric becoming the apparent norm, with much of the world wrapped up in nationalism and focus on me first, it seems that we've learnt nothing as humanity in 70 or more years. It seems that the repeat of the hideous evils of the Second World War may be close to repeating themselves, precisely because large sections of privileged humanity seem to have forgotten the lessons of the past. Deuteronomy 32:7 says, "Remember the days of old, consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you." And yet the world has largely ignored great biblical wisdom such as this. The world seems to be largely losing its generational viewpoint. And whilst this appears to be the world's way, it sure as heck is not God's way. The Bible talks much and often about generations. So let's briefly look at some of these scriptures. Psalm 145 says, "I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness." Luke 1:50 says, "His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Psalm 24:6 says, "Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob." And finally, Psalm 112 verses 1 to 3 says, "Praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever." So my encouragement to us all this week, friends, is simply this. Do we want to be one hit or one generation wonders, doing things our way and ignoring the lessons of our past and those of our fathers, mothers, and elders? Do we want to repeat the sins and travesties of past generations? Or do we want to be carriers and multipliers of intergenerational wisdom, intergenerational wealth, intergenerational blessings, and repeaters of the good things of the days of old? They are simple questions, but ones well worth pondering on this week. Amen. Friends, some of you may recall me sharing of the passing of my dear father just shy of a year ago. Dad was, amongst other things, a highly respected dermatologist or doctor of the skin. Well, this week in Sydney, I had visited the practice that he retired from 25 years ago. I've reached that age that I have to go and get my skin checked. The young, I guess about 35 years of age, dermatologist who was literally sitting in Dad's old desk chair turns out to be a truly wonderful man of God. So I had the privilege of praying over him that the generational blessing set forth by my mum and dad in that surgery would continue, grow, and multiply through this diligent, kind, and caring doctor's deep medical ministry. What a privilege it was to, in a sense, pass on that baton And I guess, friends, that's what generational blessings are all about.